Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Alt-Zeit. My name's Jack O'Brien. Oh. That is Miles Gray. It's an alternate daily zeitgeist, so we'll go with that.
Yeah.
That one is courtesy of Johnny Davis, the short show title master. And Miles, let's tell the people what is trending currently.
Tom Brady is trending again. Because now he's leaving. He's bye-bye.
He's leaving, and he's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is weird.
That is a very weird place.
It's a little... It reminds me of Jordan going to the Wiz. It's like...
Right.
Not a very storied franchise, sort of a...
Hey, man. What about those days with Mike Allstott, man, and John Lynch? Yeah.
No, for sure. They,
fucking Warwick, you know, Dunn.
Nothing but love for the Tampa Bay Buccaneer community. They had one of the most fun quarterbacks to watch this past year, Jameis Winston, because he was kind of a mess, but like was also good sometimes. He had, I think, the most, one of the highest number of interceptions in a season. He was able to pull off because they kept him in because he was really good some of the time, too. So you never knew what you were going to get with Jameis Winston. Now they've got Tom Brady. I'm sure he's going there because of Mike Evans, who's a great tight end, wide receiver type hybrid, which you know Brady likes.
Oh, yeah. Because
of Gronkowski.
I know that. You saw that with Aaron Hernandez.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The
Twin Towers, indeed. Let's talk about what else is trending. Yang was right.
Yep. That UBI.
Why is that?
Well, you know, he was. This has been a thing that a lot of economists around the world have been talking about. Universal basic income, where basically people need assistance to live in these economic systems, especially as like jobs become more scarce, automation increases. There's been a lot of talk of, well, what happens when
we begin to lose the need to work, or our economy shifts away from human labor, we still need to be able to consume and spend and things like that. So, you know, that was part of Andrew Yang's, you know, platform, the freedom dividend, I believe is what he called it, but essentially a check to people to, you know, assist them. Now, with the stimulus that's being pitched, that looks like could be around $1 trillion to combat the just total economic shutdown from the coronavirus, there are now talks of people getting like direct payments from the government to like straight into their pockets. And everyone's like, oh, y'all were laughing when Andrew Yang was saying like, this is something that people are going to need given like the way the economy is and how tenuous things are. But yeah, now I think people are starting to see, oh, may be interesting to start doing some studies on the effects of a UBI. So,
yeah. So how much would it cost to give all, because it's 350 million people in the United States. So that
327, I think, technically.
327. Like, so give each
it'll
of
be
them...
for adults.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Quick maths, real quick.
Quick maths. But like, how much of the stimulus would be that, and how much of it would just be going to giant banks?
Yeah. I mean, so there's $300 billion in small business assistance, $100 billion in airline and industry relief, $250 possibly for the direct payments. And there aren't many specifics because Mnuchin was just like, you know, they're still figuring out how it's going to work, because obviously he was saying, like, we don't need to send people who make $1 million a year checks. Oh, I'm glad they figured that bit out. but yeah, I think we're going to figure out what those things are pretty quickly. He also said the IRS will defer payments for 90 days with no penalties or interest. And individuals can defer up to $1 million, while corporations can defer up to $10 million, with $300 billion expected to flow into the economy as a result. So we'll see what happens. These things are just sort of, they're shifting as it goes on. But it went from, I remember, $850 billion was like the first figure being thrown around, and now we're up to $1 trillion.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like $1,000 wouldn't be enough for the people who really need it to, you know, it would get you through a month. But are they talking about making it a monthly $1,000?
Well, it could be extended. Like, it may be one of numerous. I mean, obviously I'm not an economist, but you'd think there might be other ways to do this so there's less stress for people, whether that's like freeze everyone's bills and then work with the companies who are collecting those bills to figure out how you can make everyone, like, you have no phone bill this month, you have no car payment this month. But I guess the other way of putting, obviously people need cash in their pockets, especially when your income is drying up. But I'm curious to hear what other versions, and also how to actually protect like working people rather than bailing out like multiple companies who, you know, were probably using a lot of their cash surplus for stock buybacks rather than sitting on it to be able to weather a fucking recession. So
that's what the people will be using their $1,000 on as well? Stock buybacks?
Stock buybacks, probably. And again, I want to know the best way to do this, because yes, we can't just have everyone who, you know, for example, if you work for Delta and Delta goes down, how you prevent those people and those families who account on that income from suffering, but at the same time, not being like, yeah, man, here's also like a check, so you have to make less cuts. Like, I feel like there needs to be a way for them to look hard at themselves and just say, hey, guess what? You have hundreds of millions of dollars in your bank account. I think you're going to have to not make some money for a while so other people can live. Because if you look, there are people who are just laughing their asses off about this whole situation. And it's very real for other people. And I think if you have the ability to just laugh your ass off, then you might have the comfort to maybe not take a check for a little bit too. But again, I'm not the president, so who knows?
Right. Amazon is hiring, according to their blog. They are ramping up hiring with 100,000 new job openings. The company reported it'll raise the salary of current workers in the U.S. by $2 per hour, which is good. Because otherwise it would just be, you know, hey, we need more people to exploit. but right. they are increasing the hourly rate. So
I mean, yeah, you'd also hope that they can maybe give more paid sick leave for people, because I can't imagine working in a distribution facility is the most safe workspace. But yeah, I mean, it's clear that because of people staying home, that's only going to create more demand for things being delivered.
Right, exactly. And they should be at the forefront of technology when it comes to protecting people and, you know, keeping people safe from from coronavirus. And finally, Netflix Party. This is dope.
This is a fun way to entertain yourself with friends. I know a lot of people are throwing around like recommendations on Netflix and things like that, of saying like, hey, watch this. But this actually, it's a Chrome extension that allows you to sync video playback and adds like group chat. So while you're watching Netflix, everyone who's part of the quote unquote party can be starting or ending a movie at the exact same time and then chat like as you're talking shit or whatever. But it's only on Chrome. So if you're out here on these other browsers, you might not have a lot of luck. It's only on Chrome.
So you can sync with you can sync with friends, chat with friends. But it's not like a video hangout, right?
No, I mean, if you wanted to, you could probably just use that to make sure everyone's thing is sunk up, and then you could do a Google Hangout so everyone can talk shit on video, which would probably be fun too. But I think that's like a fun way to start a show. Like everyone's like, wait, let's all watch Lost, or let's all watch The Sinner or whatever. And we can all talk shit and watch together, even though we are all sort of cordoned off in our own spaces.
Yeah. And finally, Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are trending. Four of their players tested positive, according to the team spokespeople. They haven't said which four players as of this recording. But yeah, I mean, the NBA seems to be one of the only places people are able to get testing. It does seem like a lot of people, it's spreading around among a lot of people there. So
yeah. And just looking at like the curves and things like that and all the data, I mean, I think even Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, suspected that maybe they're 2 to 3 weeks out from actually experiencing the peak of the infection rate. I'm hoping all of the precautions people are hopefully taking now will, you know, obviously blunt the curve or whatever the phrase of the month is at the moment.
Blunt the curve.
About the blunt one later.
Yeah. About to curve a blunt.
Hey, that's you. And I'm like, hey, you want to hit this? You're like, nah. And you curved it.
No way. Well, all right. That's what's trending this afternoon. We hope you guys are safe. Staying home. We hope your loved ones are all safe. As we talked about on tomorrow's episode, reach out to them. Do a video chat with them.
Hang out online. Hang out over video
really
chat.
Really promoting Google in this episode.
I know.
Shout out to Google, the best company in the world.
The best, you know, where'd we be without them, you know?
Right. I mean, they said do no evil, and they stuck by it. They won. Shout out to Google. Facebook, also very awesome. All right, guys, have a great afternoon, and we'll be back tomorrow with more podcasts. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.